Listen to Clark Howard weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
About 74 out there. I'm kind of guessing right now. But we're getting to 91. It's going to be another hot and sticky one. I feel sorry for our former guest, Sarah Robinson. She's moving today. In the studio, nice and cool right now. Courtyard Communities, assisted living, memory care, supportive living is director of marketing Maisie Poston, along with the brand new director of memory care, Kelly Shiraki. And Kelly, welcome.
Thank you.
2 weeks.
2 weeks
as
yep.
the head of
yeah.
Memory care.
Yeah.
And on your resume, did they know that you Tipa Snow? Tell us first of all. Let's introduce everybody to Tipa
okay.
Snow and what who she is and what she brings to the world of Alzheimer's and dementia.
Tipa is a former occupational therapist.
Yeah.
And she loves to say, I tortured many, many people in my day, and those techniques don't work because we try to force people to do things. And what she discovered was by...
You mean, when you say people, you mean a
patient?
A
resident. Elderly people.
Yeah.
Like if their hand was constricted, they would force them to open their hands up, and then it would hurt them. And there were just different things that they used to do treatments.
She's trying to erase years of...
Yes. Yes.
Wrong.
And she... She is a spitfire. I mean, her memory is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I've met her 3 times. She remembered who I was last time. And I'm like, you meet thousands of people and you remembered. So that was pretty amazing. But basically, her thing is, let's find the positives. Let's find the gifts they still have, not the things that they've lost. And we celebrate what they still have. We take a personal approach to their care. So if they need assistance, how I would help Maisie would be different than how I would help you.
Yeah.
So it's all about individualized care.
And that hasn't been how it's been.
Normally it's been, you know, they have dementia. They don't know the difference. And the thing is, they do. They really, really do.
You've seen that philosophy that you
yes.
just said, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's different techniques that you can use. I was at a location earlier this week, and one of the ladies was just pushing her food around. She wasn't starting to eat. But I knew she was hungry because it was breakfast. So one thing you can do is hand under hand. I hold the fork, but she's holding onto my hand. So I bring the fork to her mouth with the food. She's part of the process. I put the fork down. She then picked it up and started eating. Because she can't initiate an action.
Yeah.
But once you get it started, her brain goes, ah, my muscles remember what to do. So I was able to do that. I only helped her 3 times getting her food. She ate her entire plate. But had we just let her sit there, they probably would have thought, oh, she's not hungry.
Yeah.
So those are the types of things where it's she needed me for 5 minutes and then she took over. So we reactivate the brain.
Yeah, you act as a reminder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We help their muscle memory come back, which is really cool.
And so the Tipa Snow philosophies, were you at before in Alzheimer's and dementia care?
I did a lot more education. So
yeah.
I didn't have a lot of hands-on
right.
A lot of hands-on activities with people.
Sure.
But now I do, which
yeah.
is so amazing. And when I train people, I've had CNAs that have said, I've done this for years, and I never knew the vision changes that can happen with dementia.
So this Tipa Snow philosophy is part of your DNA now as a teacher.
It is. And I've been a certified trainer for 3 years. There's not a lot in the state of Illinois. You can look up on her website, tipasnow.com,
yeah.
And find a local trainer, somebody that can come out and do education. But it's just so wonderful because you see the light bulbs go off in people's mind. And you can explain that there are gifts with dementia. For example, my grandmother had dementia. And she would tell me stories of when she was dating my grandfather. Well, my grandfather was not a nice man. The guys in the Muppet Show, you know, the 2 guys in the balcony?
Yes.
He was one of them, but had a lot of cursing.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
You know, he's just not a soft and cuddly kind of guy.
Was she remembering the soft and cuddly parts?
She was remembering when they were dating and
That's...
telling me about Billy's coming over and this and that. And I got to see a whole new version because she thought I was a cousin.
I think my heart just did a roller coaster when you said that. Yeah.
She didn't. She knew I was family in some way. And we actually look a lot alike when I saw pictures of her as a young girl. But I was able to get a whole new appreciation for why she fell in love with this man that I was not comfortable with, if that makes sense.
Right.
And that was only because of the dementia. She never would have told me that otherwise.
Why isn't there 50 more of you?
I think there are.
Spreading this message.
I think there are. I just think that they haven't tapped into it, or they haven't had the opportunity to explain things.
Yeah. So, because, like you said before, a different approach to Alzheimer's and dementia, because it's scary and then it's dark. And like Maisie said when she came in, it's just something that doesn't get talked about a lot unless it affects your life.
Right. It's the fear. People are so afraid of it, but they don't realize that through understanding the disease itself, they can help their loved one and themselves. My big philosophy is, if we're doing our job right, you can become the daughter again. You can become the spouse again. You don't have to be the caregiver. We can take care of those things, and you can enjoy your loved one.
Peace of mind.
Yeah.
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
And it's not the end of those connections.
No.
You can find new ones. And like you said, she brought up those memories of before her husband was a, you know.
Was a curmudgeon.
A curmudgeon.
Yeah.
That's the voice of Kelly Shiraki, Director of Memory Care Services, and also Maisie Poston's here. Maisie, you do marketing for Courtyard Communities.
I do.
Yeah. You've known Kelly for 2 weeks. It seems like you guys are good buddies.
Actually, I've been to one of her seminars before.
Yeah.
When she did them in Macomb. So I've learned a few of the philosophies and the outlooks of Tipa Snow. And, you know, knowing that, Peterson has actually put in some of those into Betty's Garden prior to even Kelly coming.
Tell people what Betty's Garden is. You say
Betty's Garden. Betty's Garden is our memory care.
Yeah.
So we've got a few of them. So Bushnell was actually our first. So it was an independent assisted living, and then we took a neighborhood, and we turned it into a secured neighborhood to care for those with Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And it took off. I mean, the demand in that area and in the communities, it was so great that we had it filled quickly.
Yeah.
And so then when we were building Knoxville, we thought, well, we might as well put one in, and I wish we would have made it bigger, because there's only 7 private apartments in there, but we could have made it bigger. The demand is just huge. So then from there, we went to Farmington, and then from Farmington to Walcott, and then in November, this past November, we actually just opened Betty's Garden of Kewaunee, which is 24 private apartments. It's our first standalone.
Well, this need, that's the voice of Maisie Poston. She is the marketing director for Courtyard Communities and Peterson Healthcare. It's not going to go away, dementia and Alzheimer's.
No.
But how great is it that this future out there exists, that we can make these connections and different ways of dealing with. What was it you said when you came in? I said we were talking about how Alzheimer's is tough to deal with. And I said, well, it doesn't affect my life. And you said, well, most people think it doesn't, but it does. What did you mean by that? You said that off the air.
There's a lot of people that they don't get diagnosed until the late stages. So if you have a loved one that has dents in their car a lot and don't know how they got them, it could be that they're having some problems. You have people that get lost. I'm sure you've done stories on people that have gotten in their car, and then the family's like, we don't know where they are, trying to find them, and they're 2 hours away.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of
That's
times.
That's actually happened. To legacy estates. There was a lady that in Chicago got in her car and just drove, and they found her at Legacy Estates in Monmouth. Mm-hmm. They had no idea. Yeah. She had no idea who she was. She had no idea where she was. I mean, that was the exact same thing.
Yes.
It's funny that you say that, because it happened just a few years ago.
And and not necessarily, this is how the mind, wow. No. And not necessarily that she didn't know what she was doing behind the wheel.
Right. She's looking for something in particular, and she'll keep driving till she finds it. Wow. So let's say she's looking for JCPenney that's now a Macy's. Well, she doesn't know that it's a Macy's. So she's going to keep driving till she finds a JCPenney. And she has no idea of time, so she's going to keep driving until she finds something or she gets tired.
Mm.
And that can be very dangerous. And that's sometimes the first sign the family has, because they think, oh, something's going on, you know, there's problems. But a lot more people are being diagnosed earlier. And it's usually when they're diagnosed now, if it is in the later stages, it's because there's been an accident, because they're wandering at night. They're going out in the winter in shorts. They're going out in the summer in a winter coat. There's things that just aren't matching. My grandmother, the way she was found out was my aunt is her power of attorney for financial.
Mm.
So she got a call from my grandmother's bank, my grandmother's electric company. And they said, you know, she hasn't paid her bill in 3 months.
Wow.
And my aunt said, what are you talking about? And they said, well, she hasn't paid her bill. We're turning off her power. So my aunt immediately took care of everything. Looked at my grandmother's books and found out she paid the gas 3 times every month, but she didn't pay the electric. And then it was the bank that figured out there was an issue, because that was not my grandmother.
Wow.
And
they noticed the patterns.
Yes. And a lot of times it is a financial institution that'll notice. or someone in the family is taking advantage. And then Alternatives for the Older Adult steps in and they go, oh, there's something not right here. So a lot of people don't want to know, but it's going to happen anyway. So you can prepare for it. What my grandmother did when she was diagnosed early, her attorney said, I want you to sit down and say which one of your children you want to have which job. So one aunt did the financial. One aunt made all the food for the magic fridge. So my grandmother would open it up. There were her favorite foods. It said how long to microwave. So we called it the magic fridge because she'd open it up and be surprised that all her favorite foods are in there.
Families can come together in,
yes.
in good ways
yes.
during this because
yes.
a lot of times they split. And
yes.
how selfish is that, right? We don't realize it.
We all think that we know what's best.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the one that is there the most is the one that gets the most stress.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are exhausted because when I come in to visit mom, she's fine. I've been out of town. I see her for an hour or two. She's fine.
Sure.
But then she sleeps for hours afterwards because she's exhausted. And the one that's there every day is like, she's not fine. She's faking it for you.
Yeah,
she's
wow.
doing her best for you. So that can drive a wedge in families.
Well, and this story is, I mean, I hear it constantly from
They're
families.
Common.
This is, I mean, yes. this is so common that I hear that, you know, there's the one family member that's the caregiver and they get all the stress. They see everything. Then the other ones come from out of town or, you know, they're only there so often. I mean, that's crazy that I hear that constantly.
Yeah.
Kelly and Maisie are here from Courtyard Communities. We'll talk more about how, hey, there might be something to smile about in dealing yeah. with Alzheimer's and dementia and better ways, just a better treatment. And we'll talk more with Kelly and Maisie about that next. 8:35, it's Galesburg Live at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.